It rather shocks me to think about how we take our children at that our children who are born with 13 billion nerve cells, our children who are Buddhas, born the final product, up-to-date, last-minute version of a 2-billion-year-old assembly line back in some DNA Detroit, checking the new models, consumer research. Hey, how's the weather up there? Ah, yes, the ice age is going back. All right, take a little more hair off the next model. Yeah. What color eyes does she like this millennium? Oh, blue, a little more blue in the next model. We were all born perfect, right up to date models. But what happened at the age of 4 or 5, our parents, with the best intentions, turned us over to a bunch of strangers that they didn't know and probably wouldn't have even had a dinner at their house to be trained in the only crucial issue of life, control of consciousness. The educational process is a real dangerous drug. Use it carefully, because you're likely to get hooked. Now, you, the younger generation in particular, have got to drop out. And by drop out, I mean all the way. You can't vote. I urge you not to politic. Don't pick it. Don't get involved in any of these menopausal mind games, because it doesn't make any difference. Remember 1962? We voted for a peace candidate. And you think it makes a difference? Now, you face a problem that has never been faced in this particular magnitude in human history. The speed up, the acceleration of technology and knowledge and means of changing things. Your generation has grown up in a society that's 1,000 or 10,000 years beyond the society of your grandfathers and even of your parents. And I want to present one scientific hypothesis, and there's plenty of evidence to back it up. One hypothesis which is so shocking and so frightening to our sense of the way it should be that I suspect that this finding and its implications have been really repressed in the Freudian sense, because it's a staggering set of data. And it's this: after the age of 20 or 25, neurological studies show us that the human nervous system begins to lose cells. That means you have less cells at 30 and at 35 and at 40 and at 45 than you had at 20. You're losing brain cells every year of your life after you leave college. Which means that at my age, 45, I'm partly brain damaged. It means... You like that, huh? You knew that anyway. Dr. Sidney Cohen in California has made me promise that I'll turn my brain over to neurologists after I die. And he's going to do the same for me. Now, what does this mean? It means that you young people cannot buy the system of a menopausal mentality generation. You know, the men who are running this world, this country, this state, had their minds made up about 1910 or 1915. You remember rat-a-tat-a-tat machine guns in the old World War trenches and prohibition and booze? You just can't buy their system. You just can't buy their system. If you ever get around to running for office, which I hope none of you will, if you ever get around to making laws, I suggest the first law you pass is based upon this neurological fact about brain damage. No one over the age of 50 years old should be allowed to vote or hold power over young seed-carrying people, should they? Does that make neurological sense to your cells? It doesn't to mine. Now, in the next 6 months, a year, 2 years, there's going to be a lot of tension in this country about the control of consciousness, because, like it or not, believe it or not, we have entered into a new age, and I would call it the age of consciousness. And the implications of this revolution in consciousness are much greater than the technological or the atomic or the electronic age, because this age is focusing inside. And for the first time in human history, at least in Western history, because they knew all this 4,000 years ago in India, for the first time in human Western history, man has finally caught on that it doesn't make as much difference what goes on out there as it does how much control and freedom you have in here. The internal trip can be observed, it can be labeled, it can be manipulated, it can be controlled, and it can be replicated just as easily as any experiment in external science. And you've got to turn on your parents. And I can't turn on LBJ, but he's got some young people around. And if they've been to good colleges, the statistics tell us that half of them, which means either she or a roommate, is turned on. So that's the way we've got to do it. We've got to say, Daddy Bird, you've done enough. Daddy Bird, it was 30 years ago you ran for the president of the bank, and you've got steel over the world now, Daddy Bird, and you've done enough. Come on, drop out and turn out and learn how to make love all over again and come to your senses. I think it's time to stop. Drop out. Thank you.